Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. Anthony Martial sustained a suspected knee injury in the second half of France's 2-0 World Cup qualifying victory over Kazakhstan on Sunday. The 25-year-old was withdrawn just before the hour mark by Didier Deschamps, having initially carried on after receiving treatment. Manchester United are awaiting the news of the severity of Martial's injury and will issue an update on his status in due course. The injury represented a reversal of fortunes for the attacker, had a major say in the victory and a contributing first-half assist for Ousmane's Dembele's opener, but then was left disappointed as he had to leave the field. Martial's Manchester United teammate Paul Pogba also featured. He was substituted for Adrian Rabiot after 59 minutes. Into other news, on the transfer front and with Ousmane Dembele, Manchester United have ramped up their interest in the Barcelona winger. With less than 15 months left to run on his contract, the Red Devils are trying to sign him for the second time. They failed last summer, but are hoping that he can be tempted to move on this time around. Negotiations have proven difficult over an extension for Dembele, but it's not thought whether or not Ronald Koeman can tempt him to have further talks. With Scott McTominay, he said he is desperate to get his hands on a first trophy with Manchester United. The 24-year-old is currently on international as you win any silver at Old Trafford. He told Sky Sports, "I'm just desperate to win a trophy with club football. That's my sole priority at the minute, to win a trophy with Manchester United. Obviously the rest, the league and the way we are wanting to progress will hopefully follow suit in due course. I feel like we're building towards a really good team," he said. And Roy Keane has potentially tried to get Harry Kane to Manchester United. He's urged him to leave Tottenham if he wants to win trophies, insisting that he needs to be a professional and move on if he can get the League Cup final. Can he get in the top four? He said it's huge question marks, and Tottenham will have a lot to say about it should they fail, he said. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.